So, hey everyone, welcome back to Basically with Karen. So, this is consistency what I'm talking about. So, this is consistency, people. So, I'm really happy I'm like connecting with you all, like back to back days. I'm recording this both, like the passion one and this on the same day. I don't want to miss out on anything, so I am recording it on the same day. Please don't mind me if I am talking about passion right here. So, this podcast is gonna be acceptance. This idea just came up like out of nowhere. I was just thinking about what to talk. And this is something which I am going through. Which some of you might go through the same. So, let's be kind to each other. So accepting the reality or the phase of acceptance. So that is what we are going to talk about today. So accepting is something that you agree, you embrace it without any regrets or without any complaints. So regretting something which has happened in the past is something which is natural, which is normal indeed. And we all do regret some part of our lives, but you can't keep regretting, you can't keep crying over spilt milk. Like, you have to get up and move on. So accepting is one of the great thing, and I think monks accept what they do, and that is what that makes them to achieve the level of monk. So when you start accepting, you will never expect things to turn out the way you want. So when first phase of accepting, let's keep, you want to have a thing or a person who is like very dear to you, but when you change, like when you see them change, you can accept it. Like, you will keep complaining about the person, you'll keep like account of how they were to you in the past. That's where acceptance starts. When you see some changes in what be whatever it is, like if it is a person, if it is a thing, or be it your lifestyle, be it your workplace, everything endures change. So when you see change, you accept it. That is the first phase. So you acknowledge it. So this thing is changing. So this particular lifestyle of my life is changing, or the particular work life is changing. So when you accept things, when you recognize the change, you will find the word adaptability. So I was talking about the word adaptability. I think it's more of a recruiter's word, where a recruiter would ask you, like, are you flexible? Are you adaptable to work in any business needs? Or are you fine with working with certain team members, or like working with certain shift timings? You would say, yes, I'm adaptable. But on the other hand, you are not. You want your desired work timings, your favorite people in your group or team, or your favorite work. You never settle for something which is adaptable, right? So when you find your adaptability in any sense, be it things again, be it things or in a person, if you find to adapt in their like consequences, you can really achieve your acceptance. Because when you like change your attitude, not change yourself, I'm not talking about you changing yourself for someone or some other job, it's you changing your attitude, that things will change, things will remain the same, or things will continue changing in the future. So when you have this adaptability, you can adapt even the thing is still on process of changing in like short intervals. So if you like have a friend and that friend is like more like dear to their best friends, and that's where you can't accept the person who's like, no, she is my friend, no, he is my friend, no, that is not something which is like okay, because people change, things change, time change, and everything changes. Nothing has like static nature to it. So when you are more like accepting stuffs, that is how you will reach the adaptability state. So when you have that nature of being flexible of whatever happens in your life, that is called more like accepting. For in the very short sense, stoicism is something about accepting, not bothering about things in a big time, and like taking whatever it is. And I'm recording this podcast by 3 a.m. in the morning, so absolutely have no idea. So I wanted to like tell you people about being more acceptable of people who they are. Like if you accept people for whom they are the most happiest and most beautiful beings that you will ever see. If you want to change someone to your nature, it's not happening, because not every fingers are the same. Everyone has their own characters, everyone has their own demands, everyone has their own nature. So let them be there what they are, let them stay the way they are. Don't try to change anyone, don't try to change yourself for anyone. It's better to stay the way you are, so that people who really like values you will find you and accept the way you are. So don't try to change anyone, don't try to change yourself for any matter, be it person, be it for work, be the way you are, so that you will find what's good for you and the good thing will arrive in the right time. So be careful on what you're choosing, even if the choice you chose changes, accept it, and that is how you lead on a peaceful life. That is what stoicism teaches people. That is what monks teach us. So be contented, be happy with what you have, be kind to everyone, accept the like person or accept the thing as it is, and it will be more kind to you. So I think I have helped you, or I have just changed your mind. If you have a like had a bad day or like anything like negative happened today, let this be the one podcast that makes your day or like ends your day with a positive note. And signing off, Karen.